A pilot program allowing electric scooters on Charlotte streets is continuing through October, when city officials say they'll evaluate how it's working. City Councilmember Larkin Eggleston warned Monday night that some riders are behaving dangerously and says the city should not wait to talk about new rules. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Eggleston says he's speaking out because he saw people riding scooters the other day on the Interstate 277 loop near Uptown.
Someone will die on a e-scooter before the end of this calendar year. We can't completely prevent stupidity, but I saw something Friday I don't think I'd even imagined, which was two people riding e-scooters on 277. I wish that was a joke.
The city says for now, electric scooters can be ridden on sidewalks, except in congested business districts, and on streets elsewhere. Riders are supposed to follow traffic laws, and the city says they're encouraged to wear helmets. All that could change at the end of the pilot program.
We've got to be ready, if not before the end of the pilot program, at the end of the pilot program, we need to have something that we can put in place quickly to say these are the rules that people are going to operate under.
E-scooters are now more popular than dockless bikes in Charlotte. In July, people took more than 100,000 scooter trips, averaging about 1.4 miles each, according to the Charlotte Department of Transportation. At the same time, there were only about 27,000 bicycle trips, averaging 3/4 of a mile per trip. Eggleston wonders if the city can require helmets, when the ban will be enforced on riding scooters on sidewalks, and whether scooters can be outlawed where the speed limit tops 35 miles an hour. He said he supports scooter and bike sharing, but he'd like to see some rules enacted as soon as possible. The council is expected to get a briefing as the bike and scooter pilots end. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.